This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India is emerging as a global leader in space aviation convergence. Addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting and plenary session of World Air Transport Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, the Prime Minister remarked that civil aviation sector has witnessed historic advancements over the past decade, which are well recognized.
ये कार्यक्रम चार दशक बाद भारत में हो रहा है. इन चार दशकों में भारत में बहुत कुछ बदल चुका है. आज का भारत पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है. ग्लोबल एविएशन इकोसिस्टम में हम न केवल एक विशाल मार्केट है बल्कि पॉलिसी लीडरशिप, इनोवेशन और इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट के प्रतीक भी है.
Mr. Modi said that the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in Indian civil aviation, and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. He underscored India's role in the global aviation ecosystem, not only as a vast market, but also as a symbol of policy leadership, innovation, and inclusive development. Speaking on the occasion, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said that the government is committed to developing 50 more airports in the next 5 years in the country. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced on Sunday, will culminate today. India and Paraguay have decided to further strengthen their ties in sectors like clean energy, green hydrogen, and biofuels. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi. Both the countries also expressed their commitment to overcome the menace of cybercrime, organized crime, and drug trafficking. Mr. Palacios is on a three-day state visit to India. President Draupadi Murmu has appreciated Paraguay for its continued support of India's position on matters of global importance, including at multilateral forums such as the United Nations. Welcoming the President of Santiago Peña Palacios of Paraguay at Rashtrapati Bhavan, President Draupadi Murmu said that relations between India and Paraguay have been cordial and friendly. She thanked the government of Paraguay for its firm condemnation of terror and its message of solidarity following the heinous terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the meeting, the two leaders agreed that there is immense potential to further deepen the ties. They expressed confidence that this visit will help strengthen the relations and open new areas for engagements. The government has notified the guidelines for a scheme to promote manufacturing of electric passenger cars in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy said that India is offering low import tax, which is 15% on electric cars worth at least $35,000, to attract big international car brands. He added that this benefit is only available if the companies agree to invest and manufacture electric vehicles in the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, over 60 unexploded shells have been successfully located and neutralized in forward villages along the line of control, LOC, in Poonch district. As of now, a total of 67 unexploded shells have been successfully located and neutralized. A defense spokesman said that these shells were diffused in villages Chajla, Jhulas, Mendar, Mankot and Lower Krishnaghati as part of an ongoing effort to protect lives and property in border regions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Indian wrestlers for their phenomenal performance at the third ranking series in Ulaanbaatar Open 2025, bringing home 21 medals including 6 golds. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India's accomplishments in sports continue. He added that India's Nari Shakti has given their best ever performance at the ranking series, making this feat even more memorable. The Prime Minister said that this sporting performance will inspire several upcoming athletes. And in Poland, Karol Narowski, an independent candidate backed by the opposition Law and Justice Party, has won the country's presidential runoff election. According to the final vote count released by Polish National Electoral Commission, he received around 51% of the votes in the presidential race. And that is the end of this news bulletin.